You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Rachel Epstein has been involved in the advancement of queer parental rights for many years. In 2005, she led a charter challenge that resulted in changes to birth registration in Ontario. Rachel is coordinator of the Sherbourne Health Center's LGBTQ Parenting Network in Toronto. And she returned to Vancouver last month to launch her new book on queer parenting, Who's Your Daddy? We recorded the launch, and we're going to bring you a couple of excerpts from the event this morning. First, we'll hear Rachel Epstein talking about why she wrote the book.
I'm just going to talk a little bit about the book, I guess, about kind of why I did this book. And sometimes when I talk about the book, I talk about the photographs that are on the book, because it's kind of sandwiched between these two photographs. So on the back is a photograph taken in 1979 at a march that I was at International Women's Day here in Vancouver. And it's actually a picture of Lorna Homuth, who some of you may know, Dori Brannock's daughter, who was 10 at the time, who's now in her 40s. And she's marching with the Lesbian Mothers Defense Fund, and her thing says equal custody rights for lesbians. And it wasn't until I got so involved in queer parenting stuff that I realized how important that group was. I don't know if many of us were back at that time in those demonstrations, and they were always this kind of little, almost fringe group that were there really consistently fighting for the rights of women who were, in many cases, losing their children, right? So in 30 years ago, this is one of the statistics I learned in putting this together, 30 years ago, 88% of lesbians who were in courts fighting for custody of their kids lost. Yeah. So that to me is quite staggering. And most people didn't go to court. This was mostly women who had been in heterosexual relationships, had kids, were coming out, and their exes were fighting them for custody. And most people didn't even go to court because they knew the courts were very unfriendly places. So people made all kinds of out-of-court settlements, right? And it was a painful, painful time. And that's only 30 years ago. So then on the front cover of the book is a much kind of hipper, trendier, sexier photograph of someone who's somewhat gender ambiguous, who's definitely a parent, or we think anyway, unless it's a signifier of something else. And so it feels to me like this book is about that 30 years. We've come so far, like we have now unprecedented social and legal recognition for queer parents here in Canada anyway. Different story in the United States. But as a result of that history, as a result of those court cases 30 years ago, we've kind of gotten, I feel, stuck in a certain kind of argument about lesbian parenting, because all these arguments were developed at the time in the courts about how lesbians are unfit mothers. And you know the arguments, you know, the kids won't understand gender, the kids will be gay, it's not fair to the kids, all these arguments, right? And so we've spent the last 30 years defending ourselves against these arguments for good reason, right? Because the stakes were so high because people were losing their kids. So my feeling is that now it's time to kind of change the conversation a little bit. And that's what this book is, an attempt to do that, to say, enough of that. We know the kids are fine. We actually have enough recognition now that we have some safety. Let's talk about what really goes on in our families. Let's talk about the realities, the ups and the downs and the joys and the challenges and all those sorts of things. And including in that, I feel like it's really important that we claim ourselves as sexual people, because partly in this, I think, because we've been so attacked, because our families have been so attacked, there's been times we've wanted to just kind of prove how normal we are, right? And we're just so normal, and we're so like heterosexual families, whatever that means. And that we're seen so much, and we're defined so much by our sexuality, that sometimes we just kind of push it away and say, no, that's not what we're about. We're just like normal, nice, good parents, right? And so I feel like it's really important that we claim both things, that we claim our right to be sexual people, our queer history, our queer radicalism, our queer sexualities.